Hi there, how are you? I'm here to talk about another Let's Talk. In this Let's Talk, I'm gonna talk a little bit of one movie that I watched it last month, and it was good. Not very fantastic, but I enjoyed it, I can say, and I decided it's a good idea to share the idea of this movie to you guys. The name of the movie, as the title of this Let's Talk says, it's The King's Speech, and it was released in 2010 or 2010, and it's the important part that this film won the Oscar award for the best anime, for the best movie, and for the best actor, and for the best, you know, original I don't know, film name. What's the equivalent of film name in English? Anyway, it won some of the Oscar rewards in that year, and that's important. And this film, this movie, is dram and historical, you know. It's about the kings of Britannia during 70 years ago, you know, the King George, or to be precise, George VI, the King George, and you know, and during the World War I, and especially World War II, that King George has to be the kings of the Britannia, and has to be, you know, get speech and inspire his soldiers to do battle with Hitler, the Hitler that invaded Britannia during the World War II and killed a lot of people. And he has to, you know, calm down his people, his population, and you know, sympathize with the injured men, and you know, he has to encourage them to defend their country, Britannia, I mean, because he's the king. And but you know, this thing, one of the famous psychologists introduced that film, and he says that it's a good film to watch. It has some you know, psychological points, you know. But the problem about these kings during that time is that he's stammering, you know, in Persian, loknat, you know, when he speaks, he cannot say words, and it's very shame, you know. Just think about it. You're the king of Britannia. Britannia in that time was a very big country, and you know, you're the king of Britannia, and you have a stammering, you stammer a lot, and you cannot talk very much, and you pause and you know, it's an injury of his tongue, and it's a very shame, and he's very ashamed, of course. And you know, he has to get speech, but this is the problem, you know. This is the big problem, a very problematic thing. And he has to find some you know, therapy for his disease, and you know, and with his wife Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth, with his wife, you know, they found some therapist, some skilled therapist named Leon, And Leon and Albert, the name of the King George is Albert. They began to therapy and, you know, to heal this problem. But the process is not very easy, you know. The King George is a little arrogant, it's natural, and he resists to hear the suggestion of Lionel. And Lionel is a little bit, you know, harsh, a little bit harsh to King, and it's, you know, bothers the King. I'm King, you're nothing. You have to, you know, be respectful to me. And, you know, they hit some problems. But at the end, you know, they became friends. And, you know, as I said, during the World War II, King George has to get a speech to his people and encourage them and calm down them. And it's the problem. And he's stammering, but because of a lot of different suggestions from Lionel, the therapist, he finally and eventually get the speech very, very, very good at the end of the movie we see. And, you know, the owners are radio, you know, the cabinet, like George Churchill, and the family of him, the people, the soldiers, every man, you know, applause for him. Wow, you did it, you finally did it, and you get a speech without any problem, without any stammering. And you know, by Lionel helping. And yeah, that's it. That's the core issue of this great movie. And it's a little, as I said, points. It has psychological points. And it won, as I said, some rewards of Oscar. And I have to say that the language of this film is British, you know, not American, the accent, I mean. And if you especially wanna improve your accent of British, it's a very wonderful, it's more, much more wonderful. And yeah, that's it. I hope my introduction was helpful and useful. And if you wanna watch this film, I will put the, you know, trailer of this film here. And yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for your listening, and until another Let's Talk, take care and goodbye for now.